This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk. Look inside the social show of everything.
All right, never mind. Fuck it. You fucked it up.
We want to be hypnotized.
Yeah, we were just talking about that before the theme music hits the theme music
hits. Before the after show.
We want to do a hypnotism show.
Yeah, I want to be hypnotized. I want to be hypnotized, even if it's on video and they're
on that Scooby-Doo episode.
Like, What do you mean?
Watch the shiny coin of gold, and you will do what you are told.
No,
with
I
the
don't.
Clown that had the hypnotism?
No, not at all.
I remember Sanford and Sonny got hypnotized not to watch TV. If you watch TV, you got hot, remember?
No, that's pretty bad, though.
Yeah, and he was steaming because, he was over. So they had to dehypnotize him.
Can you get hypnotized over a Skype call?
I doubt it.
I don't know. That's got to be tough to do.
It's a lot about relaxation, getting sure your mind's ready to receive suggestions.
Get your mind right.
Oh, I'll get my mind right.
You
think cannabis would help with that? Like getting hypnotized?
Couldn't hurt.
Oh, yeah. You smoke a big fat hoot, I bet it'd be a little bit easier to get
you'd be
fucking
relaxed.
I'd be more like...
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Too much.
Then
yeah.
I will bark like a dog. I'll be like, I want a chocolate hot dog. Does that exist?
Yeah, I think you'd probably be... susceptible to suggestion, probably.
I'm willing to give it a go. I don't care. So, Eric, you want to do emails first or voicemails?
Whatever you want.
Let's jump right in with voicemails. Fuck it.
Right. VMs, okay.
The first one is from my personal favorite voicemail lever, Sir Kevin of Yarrow from Canada.
Yeah, he's always good.
He's one of my favorite people from Canada. What, you got a problem with that?
No.
You don't like Canadians?
I like the extra syllable.
Is that the Canadians from Canada? I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Ooh. He was like, fuck. Oh, that was your phone, wasn't it?
That was my phone.
Don't interrupt him.
Sorry, here you go, Kevin.
Good. It's Kevin Yarrow. I'm back from the Shambhala Music Festival.
Shambhala!
I rep the Surreal Talk shirt up there, the woke as fuck one.
Yeah! Okay,
so hopefully some of the 20,000 hippies that went to that festival will start listening to the show.
All right.
Hold on. What is Shambhala? Is it a jam band festival?
It's like Swagstock, dude. It's just a stock.
But isn't it big? 20,000 people is way bigger
huge.
Than Swag.
It's huge.
That's like a full-fledged fucking jam band show. It's like a fish show.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. But it's
like
a multiple
or...
day. Yes. Burning Man, all the same type of deal. Yes.
Where is it?
It's Canadian, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's a big country. Yeah.
Well, let's figure this out. Shambhala.
I don't fucking know.
Festival.
Prince Edward Island.
It's a good hashtag for hypnotize. Metaphysical, maybe?
Shambhala Festival.
Okay. Yeah, physics.
It says it's, this says in Northamptonshire, UK. That can't be right. Hold on. Shambhala, Canada. But it was Friday, August 9th. Where was the fuck was it at? Plan Your Journey. Maybe this is it. I don't know, man. This is very difficult to figure out.
Wow.
There's a map, but it isn't.
I wonder anybody got there.
What you got there? Look at these hippie chicks. They look pretty good.
Yeah.
We're not here to talk about them. Oh. Calm down over there, Armand.
Yeah. Start another cult.
Yeah, I've lost interest. I've lost fucking interest. Looks like British Columbia somewhere,
BC.
Which is where Kevin's from, so that makes sense.
Right, okay.
Oh, very, very south.
Vancouver?
Okay. I found a picture of it. No, it's not Vancouver. That's close to, Seattle.
Yeah.
It's, right in the middle of BC, right on the border, pretty close. Looking like it, anyway. Kind of more...
So, I guess the border with Washington?
Yeah, right. Right on the border with Washington. All right, anyway, back to Kev's voicemail.
I just wanted to say I'm not surprised that Epstein is dead.
Either
I fucking predicted this right from the beginning.
Well, good job,
right
Kev.
From when he went to jail.
Yep.
That he would definitely get suicided in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And look what fucking happened.
Yep.
Called it.
Prescient.
I'd also just wanted to say that I'm starting a UFO watching group every first Saturday of the month.
Can you imagine?
I wouldn't warn him like that.
I'd love to go on a UFO watching thing with Kevin.
Dude, we'd smoke on a half ounce of pot in about 6 hours.
We'd see all kinds of unidentified flying objects.
Yeah, Kevin's cool. I told that dude. I'm like, we got to party together, me and you.
We ever make it to Canada, period. For sure.
Like, that's the bottom line.
So the first Saturday, September, is my first one, and I'm going to try to record some stuff and maybe upload it to
the problem is he's absolutely bonkers. I like that about him. He's absolutely bonkers.
Group. Mm-hmm. I like fucking it. Cool. Anyways, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Can I get a Team Eric or Team
What away you go. That's it. That was the end of it. But anyways.
He doesn't have to conform to our
fuck
rules.
Fuck yeah. Well played, sir. Next one's from our good buddy Canadian Keith, who I'm pretty
Another
sure.
Canadian.
He's not actually Canadian.
We're big in Canada.
He lives
that's
in
California. That's right. This is California. This is the guy that sent us our
sir.
Package.
This is our boy Keith.
Yeah, we love him.
There it is.
Yes.
What's up, Surreal Talk?
Hey, you really want to know? Because we'll go into it. We'll fucking go into it. But not right now.
Shout out to Armand.
Hey, thank you.
Eric and Everett.
Hello.
Best brothers.
Yeah.
That's right, brother.
We're up there.
Do you guys remember that cereal called Clusters?
No.
Clusters?
It was like cornflakes.
We didn't have that in America.
But it also had these delicious little clusters of like honey and oats.
Sounds honey bunches
right.
of oats.
Right, that's what it is. Yeah,
with my wife gets that. Yeah,
it's good. It's real good.
It's honey bunches of oats, Keith.
Yeah. With the clusters.
Yeah, man, the commercials were pretty good. There's a plane flying over me right now. You can hear that.
Shoot it down.
Shoot it down.
Dropping bombs.
That fucking guy put in jail.
The guy would have to go outside and he'd be laying in a hammock or something with his bowl of clusters, all excited to eat it.
Clusters. Hold on. I got to Google this. Clusters.
Of what?
I think you're right. It's honey bunches of
honey
oats.
Bunches. No, there's clusters. There's a cluster. Right. They clusters list clusters. I like clusters in the fucking commercial.
Son of a bitch. There is. Honey nut clusters.
I told you it's honey nut clusters.
Is this the same people though? CW
they fucking
Post?
It's Nestle.
Nestle. Okay. Yeah. Okay, what's going on in the hammock?
A cloth told.
I don't know. Let's get back to the hammock.
And then his wife would make him mow the lawn or something. Get up and start doing it, and then the fucking squirrel would
Bitch.
Come over and steal all
oh,
the
Oh, that's
cereal.
Right. I remember that commercial.
And I love squirrels, but they are some little thieves.
Yeah, they are. Man. They're fought with squirrels.
That? I'd blow it away.
Go on YouTube. You can search for videos of squirrels stealing things.
A little marauding.
This sounds like it should really belong on the other podcast. A nice long-winded rant about squirrels and
smoker,
cereal.
Toker,
yeah,
et cetera.
Toker, smoker, toker.
They're little ninjas, man. I don't trust them anymore.
I don't trust them.
I've
never trust
black
them.
Squirrel.
We used to have, there were squirrels in my mother-in-law's house that would sit up in the tree and throw acorns at you as you were walking under. It was horrible. You get popped in the head with them.
Squirrels in Kentucky, all black.
Oh, no.
All black squirrels. They have those in Iowa. I've seen an all black squirrel in Iowa, too.
I've seen white one.
Albino? White,
yeah. Up at U of I in Champaign.
Brown squirrels.
What are you going on about here, Keith?
Yeah, man. Something's going on with these squirrels, man. I don't know. They might be fake. Might be like those birds. These could be mechanical robots.
He's got a.
I like where you're going with this.
He's got a rodent monomania.
Steal stuff from us.
That's
and
true.
And I bet they're going to send some squirrels to Area 51.
Whoa.
Just to try and get some information.
Okay.
Interesting theories.
I'll catch you guys later.
All right. Man. Well, fuck it. Right.
Look out for those squirrels, man.
No, keep up the squirrels.
Yeah, keep your acorns sequestered.
Hey, we need more voicemails, you people. We've got 4 voicemails. We're halfway through the voicemails this week. It's going to be a short show for the fucking
show. Go ahead and
show.
Fucking send a voicemail in if you're in the live chat.
We're not going to get it today. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to make it.
We expect no. It's not going to make it, eh?
We got 2 more voicemails, both from Lars. You guys remember Lars last week?
Yeah, Lars, yeah.
From we couldn't figure out if he was. He'd probably answer.
He's like, yeah. Oh, fuck you guys.
That's right. What we were saying.
We were saying Dutch or German or.
He was like, Attic a fucking Ron. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. Lars here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just calling today because I was wondering about the Jeffrey Epstein episode.
Oh.
God damn it. Is this guy for real?
He has to be.
I really hope so.
Do you think he really did do it? Do you think he hanged himself?
No.
Oh, that's scary to think about. Somebody say to me that he had drowned in prison.
He had drowned.
Drowned.
Drowned in prison?
No.
Drowned in prison?
Hold on.
Did he say pissing? Drowned while pissing?
Somebody say to me that he had drowned in prison.
Drowned, I guess.
Huh? Some sort of Dutch
I wonder
German.
How he got it in there. Do you think he stick it up his anus?
I do. I do. I like this guy.
Very big, if so.
Yo.
Do you think when he had the phone that he's texted Hillary? Do you think he texted her and say to her,
Hold on, I think he said he had a phone in his cell. Let's go back.
No, he didn't say phone. Oh,
somebody said to me that he had phone in prison.
No.
Phone in prison. Somebody said to me he had phone in prison.
Is that what he said?
Okay. To think about. Somebody said to me that he had phone in prison.
Maybe.
Phone.
Listen.
I wonder how he got it in there. Do you think he stick it up his anus?
Talk about how to get the phone in.
Yes.
Very big, if so. Do you think when he had the phone that he's texted Hilly?
See, he had to say phone because now he's asking.
Yeah.
Texting,
do you think he texted her and say to her, hey, what are you doing? I'm just like sitting here in chair. And do you think she say to him, here's a picture of the Pope.
Of the
and
what?
Do you think he say to her, oh, picture of the Pope.
The Pope.
Think she say to him, here's a picture of the Pope. And do you think he say to her, that's nice?
So yeah, every now and then when I can't understand it, I just rewind.
Right, I'm like, did he say that six times in a row, or is that ever fucking with me?
I'm not fucking with you. I'm just trying to, you know, get the pronunciation figured out here.
That'd be nasty. No. I bet Armand, I bet you would say to her, so show me the toes.
Show me
she
the
would
toes.
Say to you, okay. So that's...
This guy's quickly getting up in my book is one of my favorite.
I like him.
We get him, Kevin, and us together. Forget about it.
Eric, I want you to lean over and touch the boner of the Armand and tell us.
Hey! Wait a minute. Whoa,
hold on.
Whoa.
Hold on.
Hold it.
Oh my fucking God.
Jesus Christ.
I did not see it going.
Edit that out.
Eric, you have to lean over and touch
the boner of Armand. You want to touch the boner of Armand?
No, thanks.
Best accent.
No.
Best accent ever.
Thank you, though, for your consideration.
But he's still got 2.5-3 minutes more good of this show.
Oh, come on, just stand up in the show and show the boner from that, because I know you caught it. Anyways.
You know you got it.
I just want to say that you guys are like the coolest, and I tell everybody about you.
God, no.
You don't tell them that about us.
God. Hey, have you guys heard about Surreal Talk?
He touched his
boner.
Taking up the IS.
This guy's awesome.
Oh, man. See, I would just think we're making fun of him because that's totally not what's going on.
Kinda.
I'm enjoying him making fun of us.
Yeah, I know. He's
I think he's definitely
ball.
Making fun of us.
And I like that. That's okay.
We can take it. I think.
I say to them that you guys are so cool and I listen to you every day. They say, oh, no, these guys, they don't say cool things. And
fuck
I say
him.
To them, you know what I say to them?
He's got a voice changer.
I say, you don't say.
How do you know?
Did you hear the the reverb? Was that you?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like the reverb. Just a sec.
They say, oh, no, these guys, they don't say cool
right
things.
There.
And I say to them, you
could
know what I say to them?
Could have been in a tunnel
I say,
on the phone.
You don't say that. They're like the best. Anyways.
He stuck up for us.
See you guys later.
All right.
Later, man.
Later, Lars.
We'll
fucking Lars, man.
There's one more from Lars.
Oh,
another
so,
one?
I'm going right into it.
Cool.
You forgot
hey
something.
Hey, guys. Lars here. I just moved to the Texas, and I want to share a story that happened to me the other day.
To
it's
Texas.
Very weird.
I would love to hear it.
I think I saw...
This motherfucker's in America?
Wow.
Let's get him up to Illinois.
Oh, boy.
The ghost.
He saw a ghost?
So this girl, she my waitress at this place where you eat the meats. And I sit down and I ordered a steak. I'm so excited. It's going to be very tasty, I say. She bring me the steak and it's huge. It's the biggest thing I've ever seen. And that's what I say.
That's Texas for you.
Yeah, sure.
This is the biggest ever. She say, that's what she said. I look at her and I say, what you say? She say to me, that's what she said. And she laugh.
Wow, I think he got laid.
I say, I look at her and I get angry. Because I'm not a woman. I say to her.
He's not a what?
I'm not a woman.
A woman. That's what she said. Like, he thought.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not a woman. That's stupid.
He's been I'm a man. And she say to me, what did you say? And I look at her again and I say, ich bin ein Mann.
Ich bin ein Mann.
She stopped laughing. She say, you need to leave.
You need to leave.
You racist.
He said,
I said, what are you talking about?
He called him racist because he spoke German.
Wow,
been
really?
Yeah.
Me this cow. And then you say to me, I'm girl. Say, no, you leave.
No, you leave. He's in her restaurant. Told her to leave.
Soviet. I think she's the ghost or like some kind of demon or something. Anyways.
Anyways.
See you later.
Well, later, bud.
So they tried to throw him out of the restaurant?
And he told them to leave.
German?
Yeah, but it was a ghost. I don't know where the ghost thing. He talked about ghosts twice in this. Yeah. I don't. Oh, Lars. Someday people are going to listen back to the show and really study these voicemails.
Nobody's going to listen to it.
Send us that steak.
Damn, man. That Lars, you kind of just like fucking.
I just got an email. Yeah, we got another voicemail. We got one more voicemail. We just got 2 minutes ago from someone named, I can't pronounce it, Donna.
Doona.
D-O-N-N-A, Donna.
Duh.
Here we go. Donna. I'm assuming it's
also known as
Donna,
T.
Yeah. No, she's not that. Not that T.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Donna.
Sorry, I haven't really been able to participate in any of the shows.
You son of a bitch.
Those are after shows lately. Boss has been busting my balls.
Oh, boy.
That son
of a bitch.
Fuck
that.
All right.
But yeah, sex cult from today's. Totally be in. I'll cook, you know.
Oh, we got our cook for the sex cult.
Armand says I'm a decent cook.
Oh,
so
yeah.
For sure. He doesn't really know, but.
I'd love to find out.
Yeah, I'll totally cook for it.
All right.
As long as I get some ass, too. So hey, we'll Eric, talk to you guys later. Bye. Right.
I get up and touch my bona.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, Donna, you touch Armand.
And grab Armand's bona.
Hey, look, we'll get what was his name with the journalist?
Lars.
We'll get Lars to direct the tape for the sex cult.
No,
Donna, while you're cooking, you lean over and touch Armand's bona.
Armand's apron.
He's a phallus.
Bona.
He has a phallus.
He's wearing nothing in the apron. Act surprised.
Damn, under that apron.
I wish I was more stoned for this, but I don't think I need to be. It's funny.
Yeah, it's funny already. All right. Well, we got our first member of our cult and a chef.
Yay.
That's funny.
Man. I want to be the computer guy for your cult, Armand. Just the, and that, not for anything crazy, but like everybody's assets. You know how they? Yeah, that's what.
I don't know. Do we need a computer guy?
Sure,
we can do that, right? We don't want to kill ourselves with Armand.
Yeah, I'll kill myself with Armand. I mean, I'm not afraid.
Well, I don't want to kill myself.
Cut
with
your dick off first.
I'm not cutting
my
dick off.
I'll go next.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck this cult. You got to cut your dick off.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's not even like I said. That's part of the cult, man.
It's not happening.
I have to sleep with all your female relatives.
You only got one voicemail worth talking about today.
Hey, wait a second. Oh, what? Okay, go ahead.
I'm just saying. We only got...
No, what do you mean?
It's a short one. It's from Sierra Van Sweden. You see it?
An email, you mean?
That's what I meant. One email it's worth talking about.
The
rest
of
them
are
just people. It's ads.
Oh, yeah. I see it.
So she asked if we're planning on... This is before last week. Actually, it was 4 days ago. So she was asking if we're planning on doing a Jeff Epstein episode because you should. Let me reply right now live.
Do you not get the... Oh, I don't reply all.
Yeah, I'm gonna
God
go.
Damn it.
Did you reply to this already?
Yes.
What'd you say?
I said, we just did the episode. It'll be released Monday for download.
Why don't you always reply all?
I just, look, I'm working on my
Didn't
fucking
Didn't Sean just send out an email the other day
I'm working
telling,
on my
telling you fuckers?
Look, fucker, okay? If you knew what the fuck I've been doing. No, I don't know.
Get up and kick his bona.
No, what? don't touch my bona.
He's in big bona.
Oh, I didn't see the last one, though. You guys always put out dope shit.
Who said that?
Same person says you can. I said you can watch the VOD of the Epstein show here and link the YouTube video.
Oh, they replied.
Yeah, I said hell yeah, thank you. You guys always put out dope shit.
Oh, cool. Well, see, I didn't see the reply. I didn't get it.
What do we put out?
Didn't reply all.
I didn't reply all. That was my fault. Excuse me.
What do we put out?
Dope shit, man.
Dope shit, dude.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. This is
know,
it.
That's a good.
This email is actually pretty cool. It's kind of a spammy email, but it contains good information. Hello, all. I'm just sending you this article so you and your listeners can be aware of it and that our government are yet again trying to censor us in favor of their agenda.
Of
I myself am sick of this battle, and it needs to be addressed, considering we're seeing how well this authoritarianism has worked in other countries based on the increasing number of protests. The article is the leaked draft of Trump's executive order to censor the internet, denounced as dangerous and unconstitutional. So
aren't they all?
He links it. He says it. Well, okay, so this was five
it's
days
from
ago.
CommonDreams.org, though. I don't trust that website.
I mean, I don't know nothing about the website. It's an email. I fucking read it. I did my due diligence, bud.
Okay, well, I'm not.
So what did it say?
It said, oh, I don't know. I didn't read the article.
Well, due diligence. I don't think he knows what that means.
Yeah, yes.
Keep saying that word, but I don't think you know what it means.
You'll keep saying that word.
You got another voicemail. Let me rescue you. This is from Cousin Tom. Not our Cousin Tom, I'm relatively sure, but we'll know quickly.
It could be.
We'll know quickly. I know his voice.
Your phone sucks.
Yeah, Tom, you suck.
What do you say?
Well, we don't know.
I heard my name, yeah.
Let's keep going. Maybe we'll get something here.
And
heard Eric in there.
Yeah.
Hey, pal.
That came in loud and clear. This might as well have been foreign language.
That's okay.
Because we got our names out of it, which is all you're going to get out of foreign language. Yeah. And the catchphrase, fuck you, Everett, which is going to be in English.
This guy ought to be taking... That's okay. He should be taking English lessons from Lars.
Hey, Tom,
Lars,
if you're Lars watching, Lars, I don't know if you're in the chat.
We get rid of your fucking Nokia 8550, pal, and get a good phone.
No, he might have did it on
a shit. It's got to be a BlackBerry.
No, I'm saying, send us another voicemail, pal. We'll play you.
Yeah.
Eric doesn't hate you.
I don't hate you at all.
Armand does.
Not unless he believes in global warming.
Team Eric.
He does.
It's for sure. It's obvious.
I asked him.
I got another one just now. Hi, Eric. As requested via your Facebook message, info on my documentary here and info on me here.
Hold on, you can discuss all areas of mind control.
Ooh.
And hypnosis.
Is this somebody trying to get on our show?
Yes.
See, this is
Alex
spam.
The hypnotist.
Well, that sounds okay, like that makes sense. Sounds kosher to me.
I do like that.
Where is he? Let's say.
I didn't look.
He's got to watch it here. It's Jonathan Rule. Let's check his website.
I follow him on Twitter.
Okay. Let's see what his website says here about him. He's definitely English.
English. I'd love to have him come over across the pond and give me a good hypnotizing.
It's more likely to trigger that placebo. Your drunken spam folder.
Drunken?
Make sure you whitelist that. And take a look at the video that follows on from...
I would say he's definitely English.
English.
Yeah, maybe even Scottish.
Yes, for sure.
Hard to say. I don't know. He's a doctor. Apparently, he's a doctor.
And he hypnotizes people. So maybe we can get a trip to Europe.
Hey, can you recommend a hypnotist? And like, what should we look for in a hypnotist? Those are some good questions.
That's right.
Is there any qualifications for a hypnotist?
How do we know the hypnotist isn't bullshit?
How do we know you're not bullshit?
I'm not trying to be adversarial. Well, of course, if he's going to tell us how we know he's not bullshit, he's also going to, he's going to give.
Tell us how we know. We want to know.
I would like to know how to spot a legitimate hypnotist.
Email us info@serialtalkpodcast.com or leave us a voicemail. We want to hear about your hypnotism powers, Dr. What's his name?
It's not Epstein.
Dr. John?
Rule.
Oh, Dr. Jonathan Royal. Royal? Rule?
Well, of course he's royal, mate.
R-O-Y-L-E.
He's noble.
He's got a bunch of stuff on his site here. One of them is belly button reading. Apparently he does belly button reading.
Ooh, that's what I want. I want to fucking skip the hypnosis and do straight to the belly button reading.
I got a lot of belly button.
Wait, never mind. I don't want to do that.
He's got videos of belly button readings on his site.
I wonder how familiar he is with Lent.
Okay, that's just weird. All right. Let's see. What else has he got here? Seminars and workshops. The very first thing, though, is belly button reading. I wonder if this is...
That must be his specialty.
This is not in alphabetical order. It's been on a bunch of podcasts. I don't know. We'll check it out. What else you guys got going on? We got no show next week, more than likely.
Yeah.
I'm going to say about 80% chance no show next
80%
week.
80% chance no show. And if we do, it'll likely be a social.
Let's take a look at the calendar here.
Hey, so leave all those voicemails and fucking send us
If there's
emails.
No show next week, which is the 28th, then there's no show for 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Why? Another one?
So next week, Eric will be probably loading a truck down into Coin for our show that we have going on the following week in Atlantic City, which is why we'll be gone the week of the 2nd through the 6th.
Got it.
But then we leave on the 9th out of Atlantic City. We're stopping in New York City for a few days. I got some work to do at our New York office. So we're going to stop there. We'll leave on Wednesday at 9/11 in New York City, strangely enough, the Mecca for Eric.
I know. And this fucking motherfucker doesn't want to stop at Ground Zero on 9/11 in New York.
How packed it'll be.
In fucking New York. I don't care how packed it'll be. It'll be 7 million people. I like to remember my fallen
time. I want
to
get home in a decent time.
All right. Right on.
I want to leave out at 3 a.m. on Sunday.
The 10th doesn't have the same ring to it as I went to 9/11 on 9/11.
You didn't go to 9/11. You went to Ground Zero.
Yeah, but if I said that, you'd know what the fuck I meant, wouldn't you?
I think you're dumb.
But you'd still know what I meant.
I would. That's true.
Hey, I was in the Arch the first day it was open.
Really? 1965?
Whatever it was. Apparently
1945?
My grandma took me down. To, no.
Let's see what it is. I think it was 66. Was it 66?
Oh, yeah.
Look at this game bundle.
Hold on. We're going to figure this out. We're going to get to it. Construction started in 1963.
What's that all about?
It's completed in 1965.
Okay,
so, up yours.
Well, when's it open? When was it open the first day?
Inaugurated in 1968.
No.
That's what it says. Hey, I'm not a fucking liar. Wikipedia is, all right?
So was that the first day they allowed people? That was in there the first day was, it was open.
I don't know. Don't hit me. Okay? Just calm down.
I thought it was 60. I thought it was 3 years old.
I'm looking here. See if completion, characteristics. I don't even care. My mom was there before it was open.
Right. I was in there, right.
It doesn't matter. Armando's there.
What else we got going on? I haven't finished the shirts yet. No. You know me, that's not a surprise.
We really need to do the shirts, but yeah.
The website's ready to go. It's taking payments and everything. The payments is all working. I just got to stock
it. We've got a payment gateway?
Payment gateway's good to go.
All right.
We could take credit cards. We can take basically
debit cards.
We could take PayPal and credit cards.
We could
take
MasterCard and Visa.
We're not taking crypto.
And we will take Bitcoin.
So what are the shirts have on
Ethereum
them?
Or Litecoin?
All kind of stuff, Armand. You know, it's our normal shirts. I've actually got a couple of good ideas that I got to get out before, before shit happens. But I got some real topical shirts that I want to get designed and get out there. But I'm something of a genius when it comes to everything.
We got
to
have one of those shirts. Remember like those ones, you know, those high school kids wear that went to like the band concert or where? We got to have one on the back with all the names of our, you know,
we need to,
our followers.
Yeah, like a fucking concert shirt. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That'd be kind of, because we got like 100 people.
That'd be cool. Like our
100?
Yeah, but we piss people off.
Well, the ones that call in all the time.
Oh,
our whack pack, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, the crew.
Yeah.
Our
Surrealites.
And girls. The Surrealites. There you go.
Yeah.
I knew that name was going to stick. Remember 2 years ago when I said that, and you're like, that's fucking stupid. Then I'm like, what?
I made that up.
What is it?
You're a goddamn liar.
What do you call?
Surrealites.
You're a goddamn liar. And you know where I got it? I got it from Israelites.
No, yeah. I made this up. You're not the only person that ever used, like, what about Hittites? That's where I got it from.
Yeah, you didn't get it, though. Older than the Israelites. Thing. You didn't get it, though.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
This fucking guy.
That's a real cult shirt, huh? How about, okay. All right, you guys about ready?
Yeah.
That's all I got for this after show.
Where are we going?
Shiites.
Home.
Sunnis?
I'm going back out there. I got work to do before I get out of here, so.
Sunnis and
Shiites. Another hour of work to do.
All right, boys.
All right, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You know the routine. Google up Surreal Talk. Go to our website, surrealtalkpodcast.com. Vote in the poll.
Hit us on Twitter, Surreal Talk Show.
Let's get a poll numbers right now real quick.
Oh, for the arm wrestling match?
No, man. Fucking Eric versus Everett. On the website. We haven't checked on that for months.
I thought you were talking about that, because there's a poll up about
still
that, too.
Voting?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. It's 524. No, wait a minute. 523 to 513.
I'm only
close.
10 up.
Only 10 up.
Wow.
Wow, he's closing
the gap.
That's
less than 1% margin.
That's pretty fucking close. That's as close as 50-50, really.
I mean, pretty much. Unless you look at the thing here, it shows you slightly ahead. Not really a 50-50.
No, it's 2%.
What, 10 out of 500?
10 out of...
You're right. Why don't you shut up, Armando?
Who fucking asked you, Armand? Jesus Christ, yeah.
Your mouth and your brains and,
they got us,
and your brawn.
They got us on Twitter going 50-50. Armand on,
wow,
the,
exactly.
On the wrestling. Yep, 50-50, exactly.
So the handicap is, there's no odds. It's you bet a dollar, win a dollar.
Bet a dollar, win a dollar.
And the bookie keeps a dime.
Yeah, right. The VIG. Yep. Don't forget the VIG.
Yep, that's house, yeah.
I'm taking my 10% VIG, which isn't bad.
No, but you know, it covers the drinks and
take
shit like that, the cigars.
For the
There we go. All right, guys, we'll catch you all maybe next week. Fuck, I hope. Otherwise, we're available in the group. You need us, you got any ideas? Yeah, maybe while we're in Atlantic City or New York. We'll definitely do some live videos and stuff.
Yeah, you want to join the cult?
Yeah. All right. Catch you guys later.
Later.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com. And subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.